Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning. This is In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Very glad to have your company on this Monday morning. Today we're featuring the third instalment of Kamasi Washington's 2015 disc, The Epic. We've previously featured parts 1 and 2 here on In the Moment over winter. And as it's the summer season and Kamasi and his band are visiting this country to play a series of gigs, including Glastonbury, Love Supreme and the Proms at the Royal Albert Hall, it seems the perfect time to feature the third CD, which is called The Historic Return. We've also got fantastic tunes by the likes of Rachel Ferrell, Esperanza Spalding, Nick Barsh, and a double first outing on In the Moment for Keith Jarrett. Let's begin with a beautiful tune from guitarist Mike Stern. It's called Sandbox. Thank you. That's a lovely tune by guitarist Mike Stern. It's called Sandbox, and it's from his 1991 album Odds and Evens. You heard Mike Stern guitar, Anthony Jackson bass, and Dennis Chambers drums. Stern's a six-time Grammy nominee. He started playing originally with a band Blood, Sweat and Tears, and then landed a gig with Billy Cobham, which led him to playing with Miles Davis's band in 1981-83 and again in 1985. He then launched a solo career and has released more than a dozen albums. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we're featuring the third disc of Kamasi Washington's 2015 release, The Epic. Kamasi Washington's from Inglewood, California. He's a band leader, tenor sax player, composer, arranger and produced the album. His modern version of a big band is called The Next Step, and it features trumpet, trombone, piano, keyboard, acoustic and electric bass, two drummers, a percussionist and a vocalist, and the musicians have known and played with each other since high school. They form a musical collective called the West Coast Get Down. Additionally, the album The Epic features a 32-piece string orchestra and a 20-piece choir. The musicians pooled their resources and took an entire month in 2011 to record continuously. And in addition to The Epic's 3 hours, seven other projects emerged, amounting to a total of 190 songs. The three CDs of The Epic are called The Plan, The Glorious Tale and The Historic Repetition. Today we're featuring the third of those, The Historic Repetition. Let's begin with a tune called The Message. Thank you. emphatic music there. That's Kamasi Washington's The Message from his 2015 release, The Epic. And you heard Kamasi Washington, tenor saxophone, Ryan Porter, trombone, Cameron Graves, piano, Brandon Coleman, organ, Miles Mosley, acoustic bass, Tony Austin, drums on the right side, and Ronald Bruno, drums on the left side, with Leon Mobley, percussion. We'll have more from this album throughout the programme today. Still to come on in the moment, a double Keith Jarrett treat, and shortly a wonderful tune from Swiss pianist and composer Nick Barsh. Now, Rachel Farrell was born in Berwyn, Pennsylvania. She's had some success in mainstream rhythm and blues, but she's most noted as a jazz singer. Her debut album in 1990 was called Something Else. And we're going to hear a tune, in fact, a single from her 1993 album, which is simply called Rachel Farrell. It features the voice of Will Downing, and it's called Nothing Has Ever Felt Like This.
Like this, oh no. has ever meant the whole world.
The incomparable Rachel Farrell, and together with Will Downing there, and a tune called Nothing Has Ever Felt Like This. Amazing stuff. And we'll be featuring another contemporary female vocalist, a superstar in the making, that is Esperanza Spalding, next hour on In the Moment. You are listening to In the Moment, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s to the present day, with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Now for a real treat. Swiss pianist and composer Nick Barsch works in three parallel musical settings. He works as a soloist with his own compositions on a prepared piano with percussion. He works with his acoustic group Mobile, which is acoustic music performed in rituals of up to 36 hours, together with bespoke lighting and room design, and also with his band Ronin, which he attractively terms a Zen funk group. We're going to hear now from the band Ronin, which plays rhythmically complex compositions which contain elements of jazz, funk and acoustic rock. And Nick Barsch here plays with Kaspar Rass drums, Bill Mayer bass, Andy Popoto percussion. It's from a 2003 album called Rhea, and the tune, it's called Module 18. What a wonderful tune. That's Nick Barsh's Running and Module 18, and you heard Nick Barsh keyboard, Kasper Rass drums, Bjorn Meyer bass, Andy Popato percussion. And it's released on the ECM label and was performed by, as he described it, his Zen Funk group. And I think the world could do with a little more Zen Funk just right now. Today on In The Moment, we're featuring an album by Los Angeles tenor saxophone player Kamasi Washington. It's called The Epic, and it's a whopping three-disc, 172-minute offering, which points to a vital and engaging future for jazz. Today, we're featuring the third disc, which is called The Historic Return. And Kamasi has said that for him, music is a form of self-expression. He said you can express any idea you have, but if he really wanted to convey a specific idea, he'd write a book or say it, because that speaks. But music, Kamasi said he wants it to be a window into who he is, and within that there are ideas, yes, like social ideas and social questions and problems he wants to shed light on, because that's part of who he is, but it happens automatically. He said he's not really trying to use his music to convey any particular idea other than ideas that encompass who he is. Well, that's interesting, because we will listen in the next hour of In The Moment to several tunes which have a clear social message from The Epic. This tune we're about to hear now is a rather different nature. It's a lovely tune, and it's called Clair de Lune. Thank you. Wonderful stuff there. That's Claire de Lune from The Epic and Kamasi Washington, tenor saxophone, Ryan Porter trombone, Cameron Graves piano, Brandon Coleman organ, Miles Mosley acoustic bass with Tony Austin and Ronald Bruno drums, and Leon Mobley percussion. Next hour on In the Moment, we'll hear more tunes from Kamasi Washington's The Epic, plus a couple of great tunes from American singer Esperanza Spalding and her album Radio and Music Society. Now, a first on In the Moment for superstar piano player to finish this hour. Keith Jarrett was born in 1945 in Allentown, Pennsylvania. He started his career with Art Blakey and moved on to play with Charles Lloyd and Miles Davis. And since the 1970s, he's enjoyed a great deal of success as a group leader and solo performer in jazz, jazz fusion and classical music. He began his piano lessons just before his third birthday and was already, by age five, appearing on a TV talent program hosted by Paul Whiteman. He attended Berklee College of Music and in the late 60s and 70s joined Miles Davis's band. In the mid-70s he formed his what became known as his European Quartet with Jan Garbrecht, Paul Danielson bass, John Christiansen drums, and he recorded a series of albums for ECM. The tune we're about to hear is from a live album recorded in Paris in 1999, and the tune's called Poinciana. Thank you.
Hello, this is Nat Johnson and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Phnom Penh.